The creatures we are.
Hello, everyone, boys and girls, friends of the fright. This is your humble host of horror, Benjamin Dutille, of the Horror Heathen YouTube channel and the South Jersey Horror Podcast. Today is a very special day. This is a special episode of both shows because I have four actors from a movie which I'm dying to see and I can't wait to see it come in theaters. It is Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey Part 2, the sequel to the grim, dark version of the first one, which made me think, like, what the fuck is going on? I don't have no clue what's going on. But now I am intrigued to see how the sequel is going to pan out. So, for those who have not seen the first one, it's pretty much your favorite fairy tale characters living in the woods. And spoiler, they happen to eat poor Eeyore, and which really sucks. I'm sorry, poor. I'm sorry, Eeyore. You were sacrificed. I'm sorry. You're the first man out. And next thing you know, Winnie the Pooh and Piglet go on a killing rampage. And there was a lot of what the fuck moments for me in this movie, which I really loved because I love those kind of moments in these kind of movies. So a synopsis of the sequel is not wanting to live in the shadows any longer. Winnie the Pooh, Piglet, played by Eddie McKenzie, Owl, played by Marcus Massey, Tigger, played by Louis Santer. They all take their fight to the town of Ashdown, leaving a bloody trail of death and mayhem in their wake. I am joined today also with Tallulah Evans, who plays Lexi in the sequel. I just want to say thank you all today for joining me today. This is amazing. And how the hell are you all doing?
Really good.
Good. Really
Excellent.
well. Excited to be
Splendid.
here.
This is fantastic. So, Bloody Honey 2, the sequel is expected to be released in theaters this month. I was told by the end of the month or around that time frame by Fathom Events with a significantly higher budget than its predecessor. So I'm looking forward to this because the first one just it knocked my socks off, man. I'm telling you. I mean, dude, Eddie, you killed it as Piglet, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, well, it was a different fella, I should say, in the first one.
Oh, was it really? Okay, but you could do better, right?
Just to blow your mind.
Just take
Which
the compliment. I'm like, yeah,
So what we know from the first movie is why Pooh and Piglet go on a killing spree. Christopher Robin broke his promise of staying with Pooh and Piglet forever. He comes back to Hundred Acre Woods to find them pissed off and hungry. In the sequel, Winnie the Pooh, Piglet, Owl, and Tigger take their fight to the town of Ashdown. But this time, two more characters join the hunt, Tigger and Owl. The version of this tale is definitely not the one I remember from my childhood, but more of a grim and macabre rendition. So, if each of you, I'm sorry, let's start with Eddie, then go with Tallulah, then Lewis, then Marcus. Please provide a brief background of yourselves if you can.
Was it for Eddie first, was it?
Eddie,
Yeah, Eddie.
you're up.
Sorry, yes. Well, background is always an interesting one. I think I've been plodding around pursuing creative things for the best part of a decade, probably now. Ever since kind of going to college and doing all that sort of thing. Various little parts in little short films and theater things and weird little bits and pieces as you can find them. I hadn't really been pursuing acting for a while, and I'd pivoted into the kind of the world of comedy, and I was doing a few other things, and then all of a sudden I got this call from the guys to come and be a crazy little pig man in a spooky little horror film, and I thought, well, that sounds like a nice way to get back into things, and here we are. So I always think I kind of roll into the next thing by mistake, or we just see what's around the corner. That's my ethos, at least.
That is fantastic. Thank you for joining me today. That was a good answer. Tallulah, how are you doing?
Hello. I'm good. I'm good. Background. I mean, I have kind of been acting for a while since I was quite young, and then I went to drama school in 2018. Did 3 years of that, but we were the COVID year, so it was a bit tricky. And then graduated, and then there was the strike, so it was a bit quiet for a while. And then I got a nice call from Scott and Reese, and they sent me the script. I thought it was just extremely exciting and haven't really read anything quite as mad as that. So then I got to do that, and that was really great fun.
I would wish I was there to see your reactions for reading the script. I really
Yeah,
did.
I was there's some specific scenes that come to mind, and I was just like, oh my God. Immediately. It
Who's
was just
center? Oh,
Yeah,
I'm
so
sorry.
very
Yeah.
similar to Tallulah. I've always been like an actor since about 11 years old. I've acted and then got into drama school in 2019. So I did 4 years of drama school. And whilst obviously I was during COVID years as well, so it's quite tricky. And also I studied stage combat as well. So it's very close stage combat. So it was like wearing masks whilst doing like fighting and stuff like that. So it was a tricky time at drama school. But yeah, did it for 4 years and obviously did like stage combat, sort of stunty stuff as well. So just acting and stunts. And then about a month out of drama school, my agent sent me this role. I was doing Shakespeare at the time at the Globe because I've always done a lot of Shakespeare training. So it's very different, obviously, from Shakespeare. And then got this, but obviously I love horror films and stuff. So I jumped at the opportunity. And then yeah, obviously I had the script sent to me, had the role sent to me. So sort of just kind of come out of the gate of drama school and straight into this project, which is obviously like so grateful to just go from there to there straight away. So yeah, exciting.
That is awesome. Dan,
Yeah.
thank you all. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate the answer. Marcus, in your awesome music studio. I love it, man.
Well, first of all, thank you very much for inviting me. As soon as you got in touch, I said to myself, "I'll be there," and indeed I am. So here we go. Right. So now it's been well, I came to acting quite late. I'm a bit older than everybody else here, but I went to drama school about 15 years ago now, and ever since then, it's been doing this, that, and the other when it was coming along, and. Recent Scott, I actually worked on several films with them. I think it's, I keep on losing count. I think it's somewhere like 14 now. And Dinosaur Hotel 2, Dinosaur Hotel 3, Dinosaur Prison, Viking Revenge, and sort of, there's so many and so I was in the first film, although I had a very, very small part. You might remember one of the champagne drinking rednecks at the end.
Yes.
Of course, there's a good reason why he's drinking champagne rather than beer, because you would normally expect a redneck to drink beer, of course, but it's not so cinematic when you fight with a beer can, is it?
No, it's not. So I noticed that too. Watching the movie at the very end, I was like, holy shit, is that Marcus?
Champagne bottle, yeah.
No, yeah.
Yes. So it was almost like a little bit of a cameo there, and I was fortunate enough that they invited me back as Owl. So here I am, and I'm very excited and very happy to be Owl and take on the mantle. He's a ugly looking chap, as you can see, but that's because of his pain and his suffering and his struggle in life. You'd look like that as well if you had the
I'm
same sort of struggle. Yes.
45 years old with back problems. I understand.
Can
So, yes.
I just say as
So,
well, this is the first time that the gang sort of been together of like the
I
monster. I know,
know.
it's, yeah, it's the first time. So I never did any
Yeah.
scenes with Piglet or Owl. I've only met Marcus twice. I've not met Eddie yet. I've met Tallulah twice. But the first time, obviously, apart from Ryan, who plays Winnie the Pooh, this is sort of the first time the gang's actually been together, which is a bit crazy. So
I love
you've made
it.
that happen, can I just say, Ben, by the
Oh
way.
no,
So
it's my
done.
pleasure, man. I mean, it's like doing another
Beautiful
video
work.
call. It's like going over lines or something. It's like a reunion. I love
Yeah, no, it is. We've
it.
literally never met. So, like, obviously, I've seen the footage and stuff like that, and it looks great, and I've heard great things about him, but I've not even met Eddie, and I've only met Marcus. I've met Tallulah once, no, twice, but once on set. That was it.
Oh
Do you know what I mean?
yeah.
So it's nice to actually be together,
That is
and
weird, isn't it?
not in a social setting, like actually sort of talking about the character. So yeah,
Well,
it's nice
the
for spread
producer
out.
and the director of the movie reached out to me and asked if I wanted to interview you guys, and I did not hesitate whatsoever. So
Okay.
I
Cool.
wanted to do it really bad because, like I
Yeah.
said, I never had four people on at the same time. I've had three, but never four. So
Yeah.
this is a fantastic episode. I'm loving this. So Eddie, Piglet, I noticed how in the sequel, Piglet doesn't have his husk in his mouth, or is that just like what I'm seeing on the promo poster? I don't know if that's actually true or not, but after what you've seen from the first movie, what can you describe Piglet's persona?
Ooh. Well, to touch on the sort of task business, I think all the characters have undergone a kind of redesign. It's a little bit of perhaps retconning going on. And character-wise, I think, yeah, he's a much more scared individual. He's a lot more like the Piglet you might recognize from the original cartoons. He's a bit timid. There's a bit more, he's a bit less sure of himself. In the first one, he was obviously a big stoic, silent beast of a thing. And I think in this one, he's definitely taken on the defeat from the previous film. Much more dependent on the other characters, I would say. He's more of a follower than anything. And I think it's, yeah, they're all a bit scared, really, and they're all seeking revenge, as you've read in the synopsis. It's out for blood and as much as we can get.
Well, I'm looking forward to kills, but I'm looking forward to what Piglet brings in the sequel, because
Oh,
he got
baby.
knocked out in the first one with a sledgehammer, and I was like, he's not dead, he's coming back. We all know he's coming back, so that's not it, it's inevitable. Piglet never dies. So
Hey.
Lexi, the lead female,
Hello.
yes, do you think you describe do you think you could describe Lexi's persona?
I think Lexi is, I mean, Lexi's Christopher's best friend. They've known each other since they were really young. Christopher in the last year has been going through a lot in the film. And I think she's just kind of been there for him as his support system. And obviously they don't really know what's to come. So she's kind of just thrown into the middle of everything. And her main priority is keeping Christopher safe, but at the same time, she gets wrapped up in all and she has to she has to fight. She has to get involved, and it's all a shock, but I think she's pretty strong, and I think she's very strong. She's a support system for Chris, and she's someone who finds herself in a situation she never thought she would be, and she
I
just
mean,
takes it as it comes.
you're a lot braver than I am, because if I were to face up four animals who are going through that kind of transformation, who are hell bent on revenge, I would not want to walk into 100-acre wood. Fuck
No.
that. I'm turning around. And now we have Lewis, who plays Tigger. Please, sir, could you describe what Tigger was going through his head?
Tigger is, I've said this before, I feel like he's like the misfit of the group. I feel like he's sort of the outside in the way. I feel like the three are like good, and the other three are like good mates sort of thing. And Tigger's sort of the one that's kept down. He's sort of caged, and he's sort of, I feel like the others, like we said earlier, acts more from a place of sort of pain and revenge, and I feel like there's a lot of meaning behind their acts and why they are the way they are and what they do. But with Tigger, he's just pure, like he kills because he loves killing. That's what he loves doing, and he lives for it. And he's just a bloodthirsty creature. And I think the others have a lot more emotion there. I feel like Tigger, that's just his thing. That's what he does. And he's almost like too crazy for the other guys. I feel like the other guys, obviously, they're all crazy, but I feel like they're sort of they're the one they're keeping him down. And then when he does get out, it's like, okay, Tigger's out now, and he's just that one. He's been described as the most vicious one of them all, and he really likes tormenting and playing with his victims. I feel like sort of Pooh, for example, I think he's just ripping. He's just trying to kill him as quick as he can. But I feel like Tigger sort of takes more pleasure in the killing. He'll take his time more with it, and he's just pure bloodthirsty. And he's just always high energy as well. He's that kind of character. Like when I was talking to Scott, the producer, he said, picture it like he's on 50 Red Bulls at once. All the time, he's always on 50 Red Bulls, but he's ready to kill. So I was trying to find that way of being like he's always, twitching and snarling, and he's always like sort of hands are vibrating, always ready to pounce. And that's just him. He's never on a, you'll never catch him on a day off. He's always ready to go 100%, 24/7, and that's Tigger, and he's ready to kill. And
And you
yeah.
were on the monsters, weren't you?
I was on the monsters, so I've never like, yeah. Yeah, there's a picture somewhere. Reece sent it to me the other day, and it's me with my hand on my hip, my Tigger gear, like with like a little straw in a monster can. I was like, honestly, off camera, I'm necking him just to kind of become the character. Yeah.
Does he have a curly tail like in the cartoons? I have to know. Is the tail
Does
curly?
he have a curly tail? The tail. He has a tail. Yeah, but the thing with the tail is when we were filming it, there was no mention of a tail at all. Like, and then only after we like stopped filming for like my scenes, they went, "Oh, he's getting a tail, by the way, it's all gonna be CGI." So when I think I got sent a picture of the tail like 2 weeks before the trailer came out. So once I saw the trailer, I was just as amazed as the fans to see this tail. I was like, "Oh my God!" Everyone's like, "You got a tail!" And I was like, "I know." Like, I didn't even expect it to be that cool. So it's a
Well,
nice little addition to the character.
I'm expecting to see you bouncing in the movie. I want to see you bounce.
Yeah, there's sort of less like bouncing. I've said this before, it's more sort of leaping. Like, I feel like the bouncing would be cool. Like, so obviously in the cartoon he bounces on his tail, but it's more sort of like he's jumping on walls and he's jumping on ceilings and he's jumping off things. So yeah, there's a lot of I was jumping off things and stuff like that and got a bit crazy. So sort of yeah, bouncing.
Up
Yeah.
next, we have Marcus, who plays another new character in the movie,
Ow.
Owl. Yes, the owl.
Ow,
I'm
yes.
intrigued by your character, man. I really am.
Ow, well, you see, the thing, the owl is very interesting because in the books, Owl was, well, he claimed, and everybody claimed he was the wise one because, of course, he's the owl. Whereas in actual fact, if you look at the books and read them again, you'll suddenly realize, oh yeah, that's right. He wasn't wise at all. He talked utter trash all the time. But joke was that he's Owl and he's wise, and he made out that he was very, very wise. Well, in this, wise, I don't know whether wise is really the right word, but he's certainly the thinker. Thinks. It's giving nothing away to say that Pooh is a bear of little brain. We all know that. And so, but Pooh is nevertheless this powerful beast, this bear. So the brains is Owl. Owl does the planning. And if you've watched the first film, you'll know the premise is that Christopher Robin said he loved them. Christopher Robin said that he'd look after them. And then at the first opportunity, he leaves home and goes off and leaves them to fend for themselves. And that betrayal, that pain, has to there has to be a comeback for that. And
Right, right.
and that has to you know, because humans do what they always do, which is promise you things and then leave betray you. And this cannot be allowed to continue. So,
Yeah.
Owl plans this, you know. And the
It
thing is that, in actual fact, this film is terrific. There's so many different strands of story, and so you can look forward to something very, very exciting. All sorts of different strands to this one, and tickets are out now. Yes.
Yeah.
Tickets are out now. So yeah, for the screenings
Them
later on in
books.
March.
I'm sorry. If I were to see you swooning down from a treetop, I think I'd shit my pants. I'm telling you, because
Well, precisely. You'd throw in the towel.
I would. I mean,
Oh.
I've seen some shit in my lifetime, but seeing an owl come down, no.
Six foot
I
owl, yeah.
wouldn't.
Yes.
I would play
Yes.
possum. I play dead. Like, nope, I'm dead. Can't mess with no.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
done.
Owls well, that ends well. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. I like that. All
It
right. I
does.
love it. Yeah.
Double. Right? He doesn't play foul. No.
So, do y'all think this is going to be like an even more darker version than the first one, since they're bringing in two more characters?
Yeah. I'd say so. I think it's on a much bigger scale. It's sort of like I feel like the first one is sort of more singular kills and sort of focuses on these like individual kills. But this one is just like as me as a horror fan, I like more chaos and more carnage when I watch a film. And this one is complete carnage, especially at the end of the film. So I'm not going to give anything away, but it is just the whole way throughout. It's just complete
Yeah.
chaos and carnage. So it's like the
Yeah.
first one on steroids, basically. That's how I think. Do you know what I mean? It's like on a much bigger scale. So if you like the first one, like you said, yeah, you do. I think this one's just like, you know, it's almost like the first one was there to build the foundation for the second one. And now this one having fun with this one now. So it's just going even more crazy.
So we could expect more blood, more gore scenes, and
Oh,
a lot more killing.
sockets of blood.
Buckets of
Yeah.
blood. Not honey, but
Literally,
blood.
literally buckets, like literally buckets.
Yes, lots of blood. There's fantastic locations. The
Yeah.
scale is much bigger, and I would say that it was actually, if you can believe this, and you will, it's actually much darker.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
Tulula, your pet Lexi, do you feel like as if there's much more pressure in this film than is the first one? Like, bigger shoes that have to be filled.
I don't know, because when I came on, I'd heard of the film, but I hadn't actually seen it. So I was kind of coming in with, blind. So it was, I never felt too much pressure just because, one, everyone was so great and supportive. Two, I actually didn't know that much about horror before. Like, I wasn't, I mean, I, you watch the old horror film, but I'm not like, I wouldn't say like a big horror fan before. So I guess it gave me just the ability to go in completely with like just not even thinking. I could just do what I wanted to do with it. And as long as Scott and Reese were happy and everyone, when they watch it, they like it, then I've done my job. So I didn't feel too stressed about it. I just enjoyed it. It was just a lot of fun. It was so much fun.
Well, for reading all your bio, well, not all your bios, but looking at all your past acting experiences on IMDb, I can certainly say that I feel comfortable saying that all of you are very talented, and that I am looking very forward to seeing this movie because I watched the first one for the first time this morning. I was like, okay, I have to give it a try because it's something I wasn't expecting to see, but I have been told that I'm a very hard critique when it comes to movies. But this one, I give it a solid 9.5 because it scared the shit out of me. Because, like I said, there's a lot of what the fuck moments watching this and like seeing the way the people are killed and Pooh smacking the shit out of that girl. I'm like, what the hell's going on, man? And Piglet's character, I mean, Eddie, I mean, you could do better. I know you could do better than the first guy. I mean,
Oh, Chris was a powerhouse, Mister. He did a damn good job. So they're big shoes to fill. Talking about shoes to fill, you know.
But I'm for certain that you did it. I'm sure you all did it very well, and I'm looking forward to seeing this movie. I'm planning on buying my tickets in a couple of days, but I'm gonna go see it, and I don't care what they say. I mean, there's a lot of movies coming out there that are renditions of fairy tales now. They got like Pinocchio movie coming out, the Mickey Mouse movie coming out, and the whole Peter Pan, and it all stemmed from this movie, these two movies. I can guarantee it. It already that's where they got the ideas from. So pat yourselves on the back because you are the catalyst of all these other movies coming out. So and it's fucking worth it, man. I'm telling you. So and I'm looking forward to seeing it. So if the audience want to know more about this movie, they can still watch the trailer before the movie comes out. Because I've already watched the trailer about six times. I'm looking for small details. And like what I could expect to see because I'm like that. I'm a nosy motherfucker because I have to see what's going on. So, I just want to thank you all for joining me today. This has been fun and a huge pleasure and honor to have all four of you at the same time. And I wish you all the best of luck with your careers. And I'm hoping to see each and every one of you get an award for this movie because you brought it out. You raised the bar for fairy tale movies. So this is gonna be great. I'm looking forward to this. So
Thanks for having
again, thank
us.
you all for joining me.
Thank you. I really
And I
appreciate it.
wish
Thank
you
you.
so much. It's
It's gone
been
so quick, hasn't it?
fantastic.
I thought, is that time up? I was like, wow.
It went
He's an
quick.
efficient guy.
Yeah.
No mucking about.
I know. Also, can I just say that as well? There's a massive announcement soon. Speaking of fairy tale movies, 22nd of March, a movie's getting announced. A big one by
Oh,
Scott Reese
yes.
has been announced. So stay tuned. 22nd of March, something's getting announced. Another movie.
Definitely have to give definitely bring that in my description. But again, thank you all. Enjoy the rest of your day. It's been an honor and a pleasure speaking to every single one of you. This has been
Thank you.
fantastic. And
Cheers.
I'll see you all in the movie theater.
Amazing.
Bless
Thank you so
you.
much.
Thank you.
Take
Slay,
care.
guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
See